Now to talk with Buffalo Congressman Brian Higgins, who was, of course, in attendance last night for the President's State of the Union Address. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jay.
All right. First of all, just judging by the statement that was released by your office overnight, one issue that seems to really have got you enthused that the President talked about is boosting community college education. Of course, this is a proposal. It's just the very beginning of probably a long process to make this a reality. But how could you see that playing out in Western New York?
Well, you know, look, it's not dissimilar to the GI Bill after World War II. You know, we sent tens of millions of veterans to college for the first time, and it was a good thing to do for them individually, but it also transformed the economy of the nation from an industrial-based economy to a knowledge-based economy. So, you know, when you look at the increasingly competitive 21st century economy, a globalized economy, work skills are important, and community colleges have become the workforce centers of the 21st century. So I think it's a good investment that will pay back in dividends that will accrue to the benefit of the nation.
What else caught your attention last night from the President's speech?
Yeah, I think, you know, for the first time, this president, who inherited a fiscal, you know, challenge, to say the least, is now president in a time of economic growth, and that is empowering. The governor, you know, commanded a pretty big audience last night of about 30 million people. He talked about middle-class economics, and we look at our own history, and when we invest in the American economy and the American people, we see economic growth, and both Democrats and Republicans want economic growth because the best tax policies are those that put people back to work, and it makes people less dependent on the government and more economically independent and self-sufficient. And it produces, you know, growth that will reduce the deficit, will reduce unemployment, and promote job growth. But it doesn't do us any good unless it can be sustained over a long period of time.
I'm glad you mentioned the economy, because we've been hearing on NPR this morning from reaction from both sides of the aisle. And the economy clearly has improved by any measure, though there are some that say the economy is not what it needs to be. There was a Republican earlier this hour who criticized it, calling it a veneer economy, that it's thin and it's not at the level that Americans have come accustomed to. What are your thoughts on that criticism?
Well, that's fair criticism, and that requires a Democratic and Republican response from Congress. Congress can't simply suggest that the economy is somebody else's responsibility. Congress influences greatly the performance of the economy. When there is dysfunction, there is uncertainty. When there is uncertainty, that undermines consumer confidence. The American economy is 70% consumer confidence. So, you know, we have created, as an economy, 3 million jobs in 2014. It's good, but it's not nearly enough. We created over 246,000 jobs each month in 2014. It's good, but it's not enough. The unemployment rate is down to 5.6%, the lowest since 2008. It's good, but it's not enough. We've reduced the deficit by about two-thirds when compared to the larger economy. It's good, but it's not enough. So I think what the president laid out realistically was we have a lot of work to do. And growing an economy and sustaining productivity and economic growth is going to be very, very important to creating an opportunity economy. I think that's what he referred to as the middle-class economics.
It wasn't that long ago that you were just a freshman congressman in Washington. Now I guess we could call you a veteran to a certain extent. So you have some thoughts about how political battles play out. Now we have the president with the power of the pulpit and the power of the veto, but also Republicans have the power of the voting majority. How do you see much of his agenda that we heard last night in the State of the Union address? What is its realistic chance of seeing the light of day?
Well, you have a divided government. You have Republicans in control of Congress, and they won outright, and you have a Democrat in the White House. That should move everybody to the center. That should move everybody to wanting to get things done. And I think, you know, one of the more powerful points of the president's speech last night when he appealed to Congress, he said, look, I served with you. You know, there are good people on both sides. And members of Congress of both parties have expressed to him their frustration with the dysfunction of Congress. So he challenged Congress to get rid of the tired old politics and imagine, you know, things can be different. A better politics is the one that says that both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party have good ideas. Let's embrace the best ideas and work together toward creating an opportunity society. And I think that can be done.
And clearly, though, moving forward here, the president will have his most certainly his work cut out for him to move his agenda forward. And he's got 300 million advisors. But if you had a chance to advise the president on how to move forward, do you have a piece of advice for him?
Yeah, it's very simple. The history we need to read is our own as a nation, and the nation we need to rediscover is America. No nation building in Afghanistan, no nation building in Iraq, nation building right here at home. And we saw in the 1990s where when America invests in the American economy and the American people, you can create private sector jobs or help to create private sector jobs in 22 million. You can turn deficits into surpluses, and you can grow the American economy. As I said at the outset, the best tax policy is the one that puts more Americans back to work. They become less dependent on government, more economically independent and self-sufficient. And, you know, there's not an economy in human history that has grown itself out of recession through austerity. You know, we didn't see it in Japan in the 1990s. We're not seeing it in Europe today. And you know, we see when investing in the middle class and working families, that the economy can grow. And that's good for individuals and businesses. It's good for the public sector and the private sector. It's good for Democrats and Republicans because it's good for America.
Congressman Brian Higgins, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Jay. Bye-bye.
Buffalo area Congressman Brian Higgins, of course, in attendance last night in the President's State of the Union address.